shit,
what the fuck?
You're making a mess.
It like completely shot out of the sides of the the bottle.
Yeah, you know, we don't need to count anymore.
Eh, whatever.
So, this is podcast number 20. We've now reached into the prime ages of our lives.
And you called last week's podcast number 20.
I did for like 3 days, and then I updated it, so it...
Good.
It's now listed as number 19, but...
Good. My pop filter is fucking soaking wet.
Oh, that's good. At least we had a pop filter in front of it.
Yep.
Ah! So, how's your week been, Benjamin? I feel like I haven't seen you that much. I saw you at the banquet, and that was pretty much it.
Well, you don't go to the gym anymore.
I know, I don't.
And that's where I work.
It's nice not going.
It's nice for you.
Yeah, it was.
I'm there all the time.
Yeah, I was named Mr. Cheer Tampa.
You were. Weekend. It's a fact. I named you honor. Mr. Cheer Tampa. I did the speech.
Did you come up with the name, or did you just...
No, I just winged a speech.
Well, thank you. It was
ass.
Good. I wish I was more prepared, because I would have given a speech, but
The owner of the gym came up to me, and they're like, who's going to do Joey's speech? Ben, you're Joey's friend. And I'm like,
well,
I
you
am.
Know what? Frankly, you were the best person to do it, so...
I'd imagine. It made sense for me to do it, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like... It'd be nice if you guys would have told me like last week so I could actually prepare a speech.
Right.
Instead, I just got up there and said some shit, pulled it out of my ass, and it sounded okay.
Well, that's okay. No, it was good. You should have just, you know, encouraged me to say, you know, Joey, give a speech now.
Because yeah.
I was caught up in the moment and just took pictures and then sat back down.
Yeah, me too.
So that's okay. But, you know, it was fine. But yeah. Now I have no idea what to do with that big-ass fucking trophy.
Just put it somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know where because my room is already a fucking pigsty.
Shove it up your bum.
No. But now my room is like super full of shit now, and I have like all the Xboxes up there. I have the mic stands and stuff.
Why plus, do you keep the mic stands up there? We have a room downstairs.
Live streaming. Oh. I use them for live streaming. I just use one, but it still takes up a lot of space.
Yeah. Are you live streaming Xbox games up there now?
Yeah, we're live streaming Xbox games, PC games.
Nice.
Just whenever me and Chris feel like playing, we're live streaming.
Sweet.
So which we used to do more or less every night anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now we just flip on the stream and
go for it anyway.
Do exactly what we do anyway, and then we just stream it. So it's a lot of fun.
Is there like a scheduled time that you and Chris go on?
Not really.
That way we can tell our listeners.
Unfortunately, not. Just keep looking around. Eventually, we'll be on.
Just post something on the Frosted Gaming page every time.
Yeah, usually I do if I actually think about it.
If you think about it.
Yeah. And also, sometimes though, we plan, we're like, oh, well, I don't really want to play anything. I'll play like for 15 minutes. I don't want to post it up if we're only playing for that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's lots of fun. I'm totally love live streaming.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's like all the fun of a Let's Play without the like need to entertain. You know, it's more like relaxed gaming, yet you can still provide quality entertainment.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I sent him a snowball, and I'm thinking about getting another snowball for myself since I sent him our old snowball so that I don't have to deal with this big microphone.
Yeah.
As nice as it is.
Yeah, it's a lot of setup. And by a lot, I mean it's like three fucking things, but whatever.
Oh, it's more the space issue.
Yeah.
And the, you know, and I've got to then get the audio interface, and then I got to plug it in, and then I got to plug in the cable and fit the mic stand, which just doesn't really fit on my desk nicely.
Yep.
Yep.
So, something kind of like crossed my mind just now.
Mm-hmm.
Because through the week, I'd send you like stories that I found on the internet and
that I had already read.
Yeah, Joey would send back the reply. Ben, I read Kotaku too. And I'm like, fuck. Just in case you missed one.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even send me the links. He's just like, did you hear this happen? I'm like, yep.
Yep.
And I just said that for like three or four of them. And then I was like, you know, I read Kotaku too. We even talked about it last podcast that I read Kotaku.
Yes. I know. But
yeah.
I do too.
I know. So we don't need to share the stories because we both
I don't know how often you're online anymore. And from like noon when I wake up to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's all I do.
Just go online?
Online, read gaming stories,
I really
shit like
rarely
that.
Go on Facebook, but somehow I still manage to catch all the Kotaku stories. I don't know how Kotaku does it, but 90% of the page-like stories I get are from Kotaku. So I don't know if they pay for that or what, but that's okay. I'm totally okay with it, because
definitely,
for the most part, like their stories.
They are entertaining.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Life.
Life. Yeah, I'm working still a lot. I've started my summer classes officially as of yesterday, and I'm already 3 weeks into the curriculum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's exciting. I'll be done with the summer courses by the end of the week at this rate, which are only 10 weeks, and you know I'm 3 weeks in and 2 days, so math and stuff. Yeah.
And this is the beginning of day two. Like, we're not even that far.
Yeah, that's true. This is the beginning of day two.
So you'll probably be at week six by the end of the day.
No, probably by the end of tomorrow, though.
End of tomorrow.
Yeah. So that'll be exciting.
Not bad progress, not bad.
Yeah. So I bought Grand Theft Auto 5 yesterday.
Did you? Because I heard it was on sale.
Yeah, it was only $30 straight from the Microsoft store.
Sweet.
And they overnighted it to me for free. So I'll get it here probably by the end of the podcast.
Nice. So we're going to hear a knock at the door?
No. They just drop off the package.
Okay.
The doorstep.
So I'm going to step on it as I leave?
Probably. But you need to buy Grand Theft Auto, preferably before the live stream.
Yes.
Yeah. And Sai does too.
We had it.
And then Sai sold it?
Yeah, he traded it in for Ghosts.
That was a terrible trade move.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. And then he broke the TV.
Oh, right. See, so that trade-in cost him an entire TV.
Yeah, well, it cost me $200 because I bought the TV.
It cost you an entire TV.
Yeah,
so you shouldn't have bought the TV. Oh, okay, so that's good then.
But it was the immediate $200 out of pocket that I didn't really care for.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how this is related, but somehow I felt it was related. I'm going to go shopping for clothes soon.
Like, you know, shopping, we had to buy a TV.
Yeah, well, exactly. Clothes. That's kind of how it related.
Ties in.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting, like, a whole new wardrobe.
Are you actually going out and shopping, or are you going to buy all your clothes online?
I think I might actually go out and go shopping, maybe. But I don't have anybody to go with, and I don't really... Like, it's hard enough getting me to go somewhere by myself. So,
I'll go with you.
Yeah, I want to go to Express, because I love the clothes from Express, but they're expensive, which is why I like them. I mean, you know, not because they're expensive, but because they're expensive, they're nice, and I like them. So,
because expensive generally translates into nice and they last a long time.
Right. When that's the other thing, things that last a long time. Because normally I shop at like Ross and stuff, and those are actually really good shirts for.
And all their stuff manages to stay fashionable for a long time.
Who? Express?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I still wear my Express shirts from like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the ones that are like out of style, I just rip the sleeves off and wear them to the gym.
See, I don't ever do that. So I immediately run out of clothes when I don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
But. I actually have enough clothes. I've just decided to...
I need more shirts, too, because all of mine mysteriously disappeared.
You know, I've been having that trouble with socks and shorts. Like, I don't know where the fuck they all went. Like, I finally, because for a long time, like 2 or 3 years, I only had 2 shorts I could find.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was fucking frustrating. And I finally found I had a total of 5 pairs. I'm back down to 2. Like, what the fuck? Where do they go?
I think I have like 8 pairs of shorts, and I can only find like 3.
Yeah, it was like... What the fuck do they do? My house is not that big. Nobody else wears them. I just don't get it. Doesn't make sense. And I do all my own laundry. That's the real part I don't get.
Your sister stealing them.
Apparently. God, that would piss me off if she was.
Yeah.
Segways, then.
Segways. I wish I had one. Like, I really wish I had a fucking Segway.
I'd get a Segway. I really want to knock
it. I'm not even talking about like the transition of conversation. I'm talking about the little fucking mall cop scooter majigs. I don't know why, but I think that'd be hilarious to have one.
I think it would be super fucking convenient if I was ever had to walk anywhere. But
can you imagine me at the gym with a Segway, coaching kids
on
a
Segway? Back and forth. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Run their toes over. That'd be me.
20 push-ups now! In front of the Segway.
Nice. Just bump into them.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I am wanting... I'm getting that Oculus Rift kick again where I like really, really want one.
Go get a dev kit.
I don't want a dev kit. I want the real one.
Isn't it a real one that they send you?
Well, yeah, but it's the dev kit.
So you get the Oculus and a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just want the real one.
Okay, so go buy one.
But did you hear the... now that he's partnered... The co-founder of Oculus is partnered with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the whole Facebook buyout thing, which I'm still annoyed about, but that doesn't mean I don't like Oculus. Depends really where it goes. Did you hear what their projection is for... The future?
No.
1 billion Oculus users.
So one seventh of the entire world.
That is every console sales ever in the history of console sales compiled together, excluding the Xbox One and the PS4, is 994 million. That's still less than 1 billion units sold. And they're expecting to get a...
That's including every PC?
No, it's not including every PC.
Okay.
But it's including every console since the beginning of consoles. And they expect to have 1 billion players in an Oculus virtual reality MMO. So, and that's not even counting... That's unique sales to individual people. Not even counting, you know, those 994 million. A lot of those people were bought, you know...
Several consoles.
Bought several different consoles. Yeah. Some bought, you know, this Xbox. I mean, I've personally bought four Xboxes.
Yeah.
Like, I know Size. No, Size actually had the same Xbox, miraculously.
Size
had
three.
He's had three Xboxes.
And so, four PS3s.
And four PS3s. So, I don't know how the hell they think that they're going to reach that magical goal.
No fucking clue. Yeah, that is pretty fucking magical. But in related news to virtual reality, the Project Morpheus from Sony, It's the light bar on the controller, the reason it's always on is it's connected to the Morpheus. Like, it's always on virtual reality.
Yeah, what I thought that was, like, a fact we knew a long time ago.
Well, I think...
I don't get why that was so, like, shocking news to everybody.
I think they might have said it when it was in the, like, the press conference or the for the release of it, but everyone kind of shrugged it off and forgot about it.
Well, I didn't. I remembered. When I read that, I was like, yeah, this is old news.
I was dumb and didn't watch all of the Sony press conference. I watched all of Microsoft's instead.
I did. I think I just put two and two together because I'm not an idiot.
But I don't know. I thought it was like motion sensing, little light or whatever, and for the PlayStation Move or something. Oh, yeah, that's what they said it was. They said it was a Move sensor.
That's essentially what it is. Yeah, it's part of...
But they never said that it was related to Project Morpheus.
But the whole thing it did for Move, it's the same thing it's doing for the Morpheus, is it's just... It's serving
finding
the same
where your body is.
It's just knowing where your body is. That's why we knew it was on the whole time. I just think they probably could have done a better way of doing it.
They probably could have shut the fucking light bar off and save controller life. That works.
Just so, because it's bright and annoying. That's the problem. You know, you're playing in the night, and your controller's in front of the TV. Now it's reflecting off the TV.
Now, my question was, because I've seen some with a red light bar and some with a blue, and then I heard a rumor that it reflects, like, how good of a gamer you are.
Well, I think if I remember, it changes colors based on, like, your health and stuff or something, or maybe, like, what player you are.
Oh, that makes more sense then.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I don't have a PS4.
Yeah.
Because I want to want a next-generation console, but I don't.
You don't?
No. There's nothing for them. What's one game that would be a reason to buy an Xbox One?
Watch Dogs.
Available on PC and the 360.
But it looks better on Xbox.
Not on the PC?
Titanfall.
No, Titanfall also looks better on the PC.
Halo. Halo 5.
Halo would be the only reason. Halo's not out. Halo won't be out for at least another year.
Potatoes.
That doesn't help any. No.
Fuck. I don't know. Yeah, there really is nothing good for the next-gen consoles. They did release, you know, new information on Sunset Overdrive, which looks a lot like Hover, the game that I showed you last week.
No, you didn't show Hover last week. You showed...
No, I showed you after the podcast. I showed you the video.
Wasn't that... That was called something else, though. Something about gamers.
Revolt of Gamers.
Oh, it's Hover, Revolt of Gamers. Okay. Right. Yes, I do remember that. I forgot the first part was Hover.
And then,
Hover.
Like, just the beginning of the week, last week, actually, no, it was after the podcast. It was Wednesday then, because it was the day after, and I got pissed. They released a new gameplay trailer for Sunset Overdrive, which has, like, pretty much the same, like, color scheme, the same brightness of it, and the same kind of very movement-based gameplay, but it's a lot more action-packed and shooting, so go check that out. That's cool.
Well, it's by Insomniac, who's the same people who did Watch Dogs.
And Ratchet and Clank?
And Ratchet and Clank and the Spyro games before that.
Right.
They just celebrated, like, their 20th anniversary or something. They've been around for fucking ever.
Yeah.
I loved all of their games. Spyro, Ratchet and Clank.
Watch Dogs, which is the next one that's
not Insomniac.
You just said it was.
No. The one you just said, Sunset Overdrive, is Insomniac.
I thought you said Watch Dogs was.
No. Insomniac's Ubisoft.
Right.
Come on, Ben.
Insomniac's Ubisoft? Joey.
No.
That's what you just said.
No, that's not what I said at all. You were totally misquoting me. No. Watch Dogs is Ubisoft.
There you go.
Sunset Overdrive is Insomniac. And Insomniac made... The Last of Us.
Maybe
Ratchet
I was just
Clank.
Really thirsty and I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying, but I'm pretty confident that you fucked
that up.
What
time did you wake up this morning?
I woke up at 9 because everyone on my team decided they wanted to text me in the morning.
Oh, why? What were they figuring out?
Is everyone going to practice?
Really? You had to figure that out at 9 fucking a.m.?
Right. It's like, guys, I'm a cheerleading coach. I'm still sleeping.
Yeah. Actually, I woke up at 7:45 this morning to go to work. So you need to quit your bitching.
You know what? You have your big boy IT job now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I have my lazy as fuck, make just as much money as you.
But
oh, yeah, that's right. You're programming now, which is still kind of computer-based, so whatever. Yeah, fuck you.
So that's exciting.
How is that going, by the way, that app development?
We're still talking with the company about what they want out of the app, so I haven't really been able to do much
anything
yet.
Gotcha.
But now we're looking into
we want an app.
Social media APIs. We want an app, and we don't want to pay for it. Which I don't know if that's actually what they're saying, but that's most of the time what the other companies are like. Well, we want this app to do this, this, and this, and we have a $400 budget.
What? Go fuck yourself.
All right, well, I can give you a home screen. That's what you get out of that. So
it's not even going to be pretty. It's just going to say home screen.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what's going on with this company. I think they're just making sure everything does what they want for their budget, which I would imagine is probably a pretty nice budget.
I'd hope so. For your...
Yeah, for me, exactly. And then thus for the company, so we can put it back in, and then we can...
Right.
Yeah. So Operation Supply Drop is finally this week, and this is our last podcast before Operation Supply
Drop. This is.
Or 8-Bit Salute.
I'm excited.
I'm excited and kind of nervous all at the same time.
Ah, no.
Because everything's got to come together for it to work.
All right. We managed to do a live stream for, what, 3 or 4 hours the other
day?
Yeah,
with one screen.
With one screen.
We
had fun.
We have to get 5 video streams live, and I'm trying to get 6... If we can create a scene that like compiles the other scenes,
yeah, that'd be nice.
So like a one-page view of everything.
But then people would have to put that on their TVs so they could actually see what's going on each one.
Well, that's the option. Well, you can either look at each one individually or look at all of them together.
Or you can use your PS3 or PS4 or Xbox or whatever else has fucking YouTube on it, and you can watch it there.
Yeah, I wonder how that works with live streams. I've never. The only live stream I watch is the Rooster Teeth live stream of.
And I watch that on my laptop. Life.
Yeah. Yeah, they're actually doing 8-Bit Salute, too, which I guess makes sense, because that's how I figured out about them, because they talked about it at, I think, South by Southwest?
Dang, I thought we had a one-up on them.
No. But yeah, so anyway...
We did it first, damn it. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Well, apparently, the Operation Supply Drop headquarters is actually streaming from Rooster Teeth. Like, during the whole 8-Bit Salute, they're going to be at Rooster Teeth. That's where they're, like, managing the whole
that's
thing.
That's not fair. How come they get all this special treatment?
I know, right? I want to get special treatment.
We'll get there.
So we finally signed up, and we paid for the elite status.
Did we?
So we get extra bonus stuff. I don't remember what it is, but
do we get some guaranteed fucking views so we can meet our $500 goal, which is pathetic? We should be able to hit that anyway.
I hope so. But I told lots of people about it. Everybody's excited about it. We're gonna have a bunch of different people coming in and out all day long.
Yep. Lots of special guests.
Yeah. My dad, people who have formerly been on the podcast at one point.
I'm sure
the
Nick
other.
Will be here.
My boss from work is probably going to stop by. Sweet. In fact, a few people from my work might come stop by and wreck havoc. Did I say my dad already?
Yes.
Dad, yeah. So lots of people. It's super exciting.
Yep. I'm stoked. I'm super excited about this. This is our first 24-hour live stream.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be
yeah. And I honestly, like, the more I think about it, we're doing a lot for our first live stream. I mean, we've been a company really now for going on like 5 years, close to 6.
But we've only been active for the last 20
weeks.
We've
been active, yeah, for the last 20 weeks. Really, the podcast was the start of this. And our first live stream, we're gonna have 4 different games or consoles streaming plus a video camera. That's pretty fucking huge to me.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it just seems like. A big fucking deal. Go us.
Yeah. At one point, can we just play Cards Against Humanity?
Sure, why not? I mean,
I love that game. That game is so much fun.
Yeah, it is. I've had some lot of fun. And I play...
it's like apples to apples for horrible people.
Yeah, it is. Like, I've played with some, like, really mixed company, like my friend's grandma, who, you know, she's late 50s, early 60s, probably.
Yeah.
And we're playing Cards Against Humanity, and she's playing some of the worst cards. It's like...
Oh, grandma!
Grandma! What are you doing? But no, it's super fun. I love that game. I think we've talked about it before.
I'm sure we have.
Game night and such.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm going to establish 2 rules.
No more me saying yeah?
We are no longer allowed to say yeah on the podcast. So. Or I don't know.
I don't know.
Those are our 3 can't says.
Yeah, so I don't know about that.
Motherfucker! And I don't know what the punishment is every time you say it, but we're going to have one. Going to electrocute you.
Get a taser. You don't know?
Dude. I mean, like, as the sole response to a sentence, you can't say, I don't know.
That makes sense. Oy.
I might take that makes sense and put that on that list, too, because that's... I noticed that a long time ago. That was your go-to when you didn't actually have a response for something. It was just, makes sense. And then I took that from you. Works really well. But we can't do it on the podcast.
No.
Not allowed.
You can't take my things away from me.
We can't.
You're
on the
not
podcast,
my real dad, Joey.
We need to keep the flow of the conversation. Yes. When we do that, it just like yeah. All right. Well, end the podcast. We're going home now. Thanks for watching. So, no, did I tell you I got a 67 on Hexagon last week? Super Hexagon?
Yeah, you did. That's ridiculous. How the hell did you do that?
I've been really good at it. I've done it like 4 times now since then.
Really?
Yeah, and I streamed it too.
Well, you have really good like hand-eye coordination and reaction
I was
time.
Doing fucking awesome. And I was doing it without the music too at some points.
Well, that probably helped you out a little bit because that music
it didn't. That music
gets you going.
It keeps you in that tempo though. It's because the music lines up with the stuff
Does
on
it?
The screen.
Oh yeah, because it's like
and the... like without it was like, oh, this is weird. So
yeah, okay, not gonna say that anymore.
Hey, but you caught it. That's the important part.
We got a my eyes here. Got like this big. I'm like, no.
So this is our like third podcast in a row, just you and me.
I know, this is kind of sad.
Yeah, I guess Sai has work or something, so we
why
might
is
have
this
to
child?
Reschedule said podcast. No, wait, why is it Thursday after 6?
Because he doesn't work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but that's when he has his daughter.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then he has her gone, but he works from 10 to 6.
Right. Okay. So Thursday. Gotcha.
Thursday okay. late.
Well,
Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
I guess we could do Friday podcasts.
Yeah, we could do that. No, because then I'm at work till 9.
No, I mean like release it on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We record on Thursday, release on Friday.
We might be getting a schedule change for the podcast.
Maybe.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So hopefully more and more people will start listening to the podcast.
Yeah. But back to Super Hexagon and the Let's Rage video.
Yeah.
We need another Let's Rage because that was fucking hilarious.
That was awesome. We have a couple planned, but we haven't
actually been able to capitalize on that because Sai's not here.
Yeah, pretty much how that works.
That's
He's got to be here for this.
That's very unfortunate.
But we've been doing a lot of live streams, so that's nice. We also have 2 more indie games of the weeks coming out.
Which means we need to start recording more.
Did I finish? Yeah, I did finish them. Okay. Right.
Yeah,
I uploaded them because we uploaded them backwards. So I was confused there, but yeah, we have them and they're done.
Yeah. But if we only have 2 more left, then we should probably do 2 more to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I don't know what games we're going to do, but we'll pick some. I figured out the Space Engineers thing.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about how we couldn't figure it out? I figured it out. It was just me being an idiot. But
good.
Last couple times I played, frame rate was really low, but I don't know if it was like Chris's connection or something.
All right.
So I haven't tried it since then, but we definitely figured out the bug that was preventing us from...
Hey, we can get Space Engineers in the indie game now.
We've put another solid 10 hours into it since last podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, our base is coming along quite nice.
Is it?
We've got conveyor systems everywhere. And
I really want to play. I just haven't had time to.
Yeah.
Because this week has been really busy with the banquet and tryouts. And,
yeah, that banquet was crazy. I more or less put that whole thing together.
You did?
Yeah.
I more or less just kind of showed up, and I was like, nope, I'm not doing shit.
Yeah, and you gave your speech.
I gave my speech.
You did. It was a very nice speech.
I'm no good in front of like I can perform, I can compete in front of thousands of people, but when it comes to speaking, I'm probably one of the most vulgar and...
You are very vulgar. You have no filter, and it drives me crazy sometimes.
And I'm like, I should not be talking in front of people.
No,
I should not be talking in front of all these parents at
all.
I'm going
to say something stupid.
Something is going to slip, and I'm going to drop the F-bomb 3 times.
Yeah. No, I'm actually really good at public speaking.
I'm terrible at it.
So. Although I feel like I've gotten worse over the last like year or so.
Maybe I feel like I've gotten better because I managed to not curse it during that entire speech.
That is true. Congratulations. Chris, the music cursed a couple times. That was funny.
Good job, DJ.
Trevor sadly was not able to come to the podcast this week because it didn't fit into his schedule, but he said he wants to come on at some point in time. So
yeah,
that is exciting.
Well, he's coming back to do choreography with me for my team.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully he can figure out a dance all on his own because I am no good with that part.
Yeah, me neither. Maybe we could do another live stream thing. Or maybe we could tell him ahead of time when Extra Life is.
We should have did a live stream Saturday night after the banquet.
I was thinking about it, but it was too much shit for me to carry all the way over there.
Could have called me. I was doing nothing. I left early. I could have swung by.
Yeah, I was just... Yeah, I didn't feel like dealing with all that. It was a pain in the butt to move the first time. And I didn't really want to do it again. Plus, I wanted to keep it all here so we could have everything together for the live stream. Because that's coming up, and I don't want to screw that up.
Now, did you want to... start setting up tonight or tomorrow night or Thursday?
Yeah, tomorrow night because we get, well, or Thursday because we get the other audio supplies tomorrow.
Yeah.
From Amazon, which, by the way, Amazon started charging sales tax for Florida because they're building a warehouse in Brandon.
What?
Which really sucks dick. But I'm glad we bought all the Xboxes before we...
Yeah, because that would be a lot of tax.
And like at first, like I was really upset. I'm still upset. But it's still cheaper than like going to the store and buying it. because you have to still pay tax there.
Yeah.
And the price is already less anyway. Plus, I have the free 2-day shipping. But it still really sucks.
But, I mean, if there's a warehouse in Brandon, do they offer, like, a pickup?
I would like to think so, but apparently not. But I don't even think the warehouse is done yet, which is what I don't get. If the warehouse isn't done, why do I have to pay the taxes for it?
Because they've already bought the land and started the building and all that shit. Business.
Yeah. Like, and apparently Amazon sees in areas that they start charging sale tax a drop in 20%, but local stores only go up 2%. So basically there's a loss in 18% of sales that just...
So why would you charge sales tax?
Well, because the state makes them.
Right.
So that the state sucks. Makes money, but...
Amazon loses money.
Amazon loses money. Consumers lose money and stop buying shit.
Yep. But, I mean, Amazon, like you said, is still cheaper than going to the store and buying shit, so...
Plus, they have a really good return policy and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Microsoft, I was surprised with their quality of service. You know how I bought GTA? Because I was looking on Amazon. It was like $45.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let me see if it's at a store. And so I checked at... Best Buy or GameStop, and it was $55 used.
Yeah, I know. Fucking ridiculously expensive.
And Walmart actually had it new for $41. I was like, well, that's pretty good. I'll pay that.
Yeah.
And then I saw it for $30 at
the Microsoft store.
No, it wasn't even the Microsoft store. It was on eBay, sold by official Microsoft. Which, in my past experience, is just because it says like the official Apple is not official Apple. Like I bought something from them, and it was a $10 charger. And I was like, this is not official Apple.
Yeah.
I was okay with it because it was $10, but I was like, that's totally bullshit. That's not real.
Is that your charger that you're using now?
It is.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, I saw it on eBay, and I was like, it is $30, but I think I'd rather pay the $10 to know it's from some legitimate company, whatever that company may be. And then. I just, somewhere in my looking, I found it on the Microsoft store for $30. I was like, no fucking way. So I called the Microsoft store at International Mall there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, do you have it in stock? And they're like, well, no, but we can ship it to you for free tomorrow. I was like, okay.
All right.
So that was really fucking awesome. And the girl on the phone was super helpful and shipped it right to my house, took all my information over the phone. And
that's really neat.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Like, cool. So now I'm going to be playing Grand Theft Auto tonight. Now I got to buy Live.
You don't have Live?
No, remember?
No.
Through that whole hassle at Cy's house when we were doing the live stream?
I thought I was the only one who didn't have it.
No, I didn't have Live either.
Ah.
So I've got two options. I can either get 12 months for $50 or 24 months for $100.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know. So.
Just drop the 50 now.
Yeah, but what if there's a price increase?
There's not going to be a price increase.
They just had a price increase like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. It went from like $40 or something to $60.
I feel like it went from 64 to 50.
No, it definitely went up, whatever it was.
Oh.
So.
Whatever. It's not that substantial.
No, I know, but I'm bitter. No, I'll probably end up just getting the 12 months.
Yeah.
And I'll probably buy it tonight just so I can play Grand Theft Auto. And Chris has Grand Theft Auto, so we're going to be live streaming Grand Theft Auto yesterday.
Number 5.
Go back in time and watch this yesterday.
Yeah.
But actually, Twitch saves all of our streams for a couple days, so.
Cool.
You can go back and watch our shit from last night.
Cool. So can I take that one of the Xboxes if I get GTA 5 tonight and jump on with you guys?
Yeah, you can come here. I mean, if you really want to take it, you can, but I really kind of want to keep everything here.
Yeah.
Just for the live stream, because God forbid something happens and we lose a cable or...
I spill a whole bottle of Jack on it.
Right, exactly. I just want to keep it here at least until after the live stream. Really, I'd prefer to keep it here after that, too, just because...
Yeah.
You know, it's just expensive, and I want to make sure it's, you know, taken care of and whatnot, that I don't trust you, but...
Take care of it. There's not an infant in my house anymore.
Right. But you're welcome to come here. We have plenty of TVs here.
I know.
We have three over there, one over there, one downstairs, one up there, and one in my sister's room. So that's like 7 TVs in one household. Good thing we don't have to pay TV tax. That would suck.
Who pays TV tax?
Europeans. They have to pay a yearly tax on their TV.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I don't remember why.
I thought
why.
It was Australia, though, but... Whatever.
It could be Australia. Might be more than just England. Could not be England. No, I'm pretty sure it's about England. Yeah, because I remember thinking about the Queen or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Technology. I want a tattoo.
Are you looking at mine? Is that what?
Yeah, I just saw it. That's what spurred that thought. But I've been thinking it for a while now, and like I have this idea.
Cy's actually getting more work on his tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like I have this idea in my head, but I can't put it into thoughts. If that makes sense.
You have an idea in your head, but you can't put it into thoughts.
Yes, exactly.
What you mean is you can't put it into words because you've already thought
it out.
Sort of.
I can't, like, picture it. Like, I have an idea of what I want, but I can't, like, even picture it to, like, pretend like I can draw it. Not that I can actually draw it.
Just tell Julian. He'll make it happen. Like, seriously.
Because I want some, like, sort of geometric shape that can grow. So, like, I can start it small and then...
Half sleeve it.
Or probably a quarter sleeve. I probably won't go full half sleeve. But, and then...
But you do have a long-ass arm, so, I mean, that would be a lot of
Yeah,
work.
A quarter sleeve would be what most people's, you know, half sleeve is.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, your quarter sleeve would be my half sleeve.
Right, and so I... But I want something I can start small up at the top and kind of, like, grow out and down and add stuff to it as time goes on and I have different chapters in my life. So, yeah.
That's kind of like what Cy did. Sort of. Like, with vines on the bottom of his arm, he's having, like... There's a letter from my dad that's going to be in there. There's going to be... The headlights of the Mustang that he had and all that stuff going up his arm.
Why headlights of the Mustang that he had?
Because he slept in it for a good solid 2 months.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that is substantial to his life.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then, you know, I want to be able to put, like, you know, kind of like symbolic stuff in there like that that means
symbology.
Yeah.
Exactly. Symbolism. Bum. I just watched Boondock Saints the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You watched that movie a lot.
I do. I love that fucking movie. Actually, I haven't watched it in, like, 2 years.
No, it's a long time. I've kind of just come to the fact that I like bad TV shows. I've just...
Have you seen Sharknado?
No, I haven't seen Sharknado. Well, no, but that does remind me of Mega Piranha.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, you used to be able to watch Netflix with your friends over Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, you know, talk to each other and whatever, and watch the movie, like, in sync with each other. We watched Mega Piranha. Fucking hilarious movie. Funniest movie I've ever seen.
Wait, what was the other one? It was like...
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus or something?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome too, but still, Mega Piranha was one of the funniest movies I ever watched.
See, I started watching Sharknado, and Cy and Joanna were like, this shit's stupid, and I'm in the corner laughing my ass off.
That's why it's so good, because it's so shitty. That's why you watch it. You're not like watching it because it's not stupid. That's why.
Exactly.
And Cy likes some bad shit too, so you know
what's
he saying about fucking Sharknado being shitty?
Sharknado was fucking awesome the whole 5 minutes I watched of it.
Yeah, see, very rarely will I ever like truly dislike a show. Like if it's boring, that's different, but never will I say, oh, the show has bad acting. I'll put up with fucking anything. Except
yeah,
that movie,
true.
The Devil Inside, remember that? We saw that together, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was fucking awful.
Who was in that movie?
Nobody.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember it. You know, shitty things I tend to tune out, so that one probably got erased out of my memory.
Yeah, that one was, like, exceptionally bad, but, like, I can't even think of any... Oh, Alphas on Netflix.
Never seen it.
I don't think anybody likes that show, but I enjoy it. Or Kyle XY, that's, like, a really old one. I haven't even seen
that is before. A really old show.
I watched that...
That's the guy with no belly button, right?
Yeah, I watched that when I was right out of the hospital is when I watched that one.
Oh.
So that long ago. And I just, you know, I accept the fact it's a bad show, but I really liked it. I wanted to see how it finished. So I was really sad it got canceled.
I wasn't. Never watched it.
No, so.
Didn't care.
Well, I didn't watch it at the time either. I just was upset because there was no season 3 on Netflix.
Now, I would be absolutely devastated if they canceled Arrow.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be devastated.
Still haven't watched
season finale tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
It's
That's exciting.
Wednesday night, so.
First season?
What?
Is this the
second
first season? Second season. Okay. Yeah. Red versus Blue season, whatever we're on
12.
Now. Are we on 12 already?
We are on season
This
12.
Has been a really good season so far.
So far, very good, yeah.
Who's writing it now? Because it's
know
not
what...
Bernie anymore. Is it Miles?
I think Miles is in charge of that, too.
Fantastic job this season. Last season was like, meh, but this season so far has been really good and really funny.
Yes.
And the direction they're going with the animation, I feel, is a solid direction.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first time they did, like, a hybrid, which was okay. Last season they went fully animated, which was still good, but...
No, season 10,
I'm sorry, was fully
animated. Fully animated, which was awesome.
Which was awesome, but it kind of was very obvious, the difference between the animated and the machinima. But this year they've done, like, a really nice hybrid of mostly machinima, but with just enough character movement that it fits into the same world and it looks very...
I feel like when they did season 10... They were just showcasing Monty at that point.
That's true, which he deserves it because
yeah.
He's awesome.
Well, now he has Ruby.
And it's
so.
Funny because I remember way back in the day when Haloid came out, which was Monty Noom's like major video. Number one video watched in game trailers. I watched it. I love the fuck out of that video. It was great. I watched it 100 times. And then when they started doing the action in Red vs. Blue, I was like, this looks just like that video. I bet you it's made by the same guy. And Chris was like, no, it doesn't. It looks nothing like that. Or it might have been you. Could have been either one of
you.
No,
it wasn't me. No, because I agreed with you. I was like, no, that does look
and
looks
then,
really
like,
familiar.
A year later or 2 years later, they announced, or maybe I just found out, that Monty Oom was the guy who was doing the animation and was like, ha, I knew it. Fuck you guys. Whoever I was telling fuck you to that said I was wrong. So,
but no, he's an awesome animator. I mean, some of the fight scenes are highly unrealistic, but you know
what? I don't care.
Who cares?
Well, it's well, he's very anime-oriented, so it's
yeah
related to that, which, whatever, fuck it. I don't care. It's still glorious.
Right. But yeah.
So we should take MMA lessons. We can at
Orlando's gym. Yep.
I'm taking classes for free. I bet you I could count you in on that.
Probably.
We could take MMA classes every Saturday morning at like 9 a.m.
No, fuck that.
No, sorry. You got to wake up at Saturday
no,
morning
that.
At 9 a.m. this Saturday. 9
no.
a.m. Yes.
No, no, no.
Live stream, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Not for fucking classes, though. No, no, absolutely not. I'll do it for video games all day long.
Oh, God, that's going to be a long fucking day.
And let me be clear about this. Neither of us are in bad shape.
No, no, no. Yeah, I guess
we're in
phenomenally
good shape
like
for how lazy we are.
And lazy. No, we're both in pretty damn good shape. But that's why I'm going into Orlando's classes now is...
To get more in shape?
Well, because I'm done cheering now, so I don't want to...
Get fat.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to get fat, but
just
I do think I'm going
to
lose muscle.
Not the cheer gym, but come to, like, the workout gym.
Yeah, but then I, like, got to go. When's the last time you went to the workout gym?
Before World Season, so...
Right. So
right before UCA was probably my last time.
So how long ago was that?
A month.
That was not a month. That was
two
longer
months.
Than a month.
Month and a half, tops.
So a month and a half, 2 months. Gotcha. See
but
my point?
Then again, that was World Season, and that's because I was at practice, my practice, 3 days a week. Plus extra training after.
That's true. I guess that is viable reason not to
so
go to the gym.
I didn't have the luxury of going and getting my muscles sore because my coach would kill me.
Yeah. And your muscles were already sore from practice anyway.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. And I like how people are like, oh, cheerleading, you don't have to lift weights. No, you have to lift people.
Yeah, no, trust
people
me,
are heavier than weights.
Cheerleading definitely does way more work than lifting weights does. You won't get that crazy bulked up muscle, but you'll get that actually useful
nice
muscle.
Dense lean muscle,
right, that, you know, being able to carry something, not knock over a tree.
Yeah. But and there's a very similar way to like replicate human body weight on top of a like for a bench press, and what you do is you hang kettlebells on the barbell.
Kettlebells on the barbell.
And
okay,
because the weight is hanging and it's not like
solid
and stuck there.
Or have you seen that video of the guy who's like lifting a flexible bar?
Yes.
That just seems like all kinds of dangerous.
Yes.
Like much more dangerous than your kettle bar thing. But yeah, I would not do that because A, I'm weak, and B, I like myself.
You're not that weak.
I mean, I'm not.
You can bench press a 100-pound flyer like it's nothing. So
no, I can probably, like, if we were in like a benching environment, I could probably bench 150. I want to say when we went to the gym the other day, I benched 140 like three times, which isn't a lot, but you know, I'll take it.
It's hold on, I know this one because it's 245 plates and the bar is 45, so it's 135 is what you're benching.
Okay, so 135, which that's nothing to be ashamed about.
That's actually really good.
Especially considering I've been to an actual gym all of like three times in my life.
Yeah.
So I will happily accept that as truth.
I think my max 3-rep bench is like 170.
Yeah, okay. So see, I'm almost as strong as you. I'll take that. It's always been a life goal of mine.
But now you got to play catch up because I'm getting more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've always been playing catch up, so it's fine.
Yeah. I've been playing catch up with Cy and Nick, so I mean.
That's with Cy? When's the last time Cy went to a gym?
He used to go a lot with Nick.
I was going to say, I know he used to go a lot, but I feel like he hasn't gone in quite
some
time.
But no, Cy and Nick's max bench is like 210.
Really? Like, Cy and Nick have the same max bench?
Nick might be a little bit stronger than Cy now.
I was going to say, because Nick's fucking huge.
But I went to the gym with Cy right before I stopped going, and Cy was just pumping out 210, and I'm like, fuck me!
All right, I'm going to go home and eat ice cream now.
Yeah, he's like, no, put another 45 on. I was like, but that's a lot of weight. No, do it. Go ahead. Like, all right, fuck you. I quit. I'm done. No more weightlifting for Ben.
Yeah. Why? I've never been a big exerciser.
You know, and I was like, this isn't, you know, I was like, you know, athletes who do what I do don't lift heavy.
No, they lift long.
No. Because I've seen some guys, I think his name's Austin Rain, and he's 200 pounds, like 5'9", 5'10", maybe. And he has a standing full, at least. I'm pretty sure he has a standing double.
Right.
And he's jacked as shit. And he He fucking hits the weights hard.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I believe you.
I don't know. I saw him on Instagram.
Oh. Wow, that was one of the gayest things you've ever said, Ben.
No, he was on the Karma Returns page. So.
Gotcha.
And Karma Returns is awesome.
Never seen it.
It's like Lil B, Whitney Love, all the big tumblers are on that page.
Okay, so like the cheerlebrities that actually deserve to be cheerlebrities,
if we're
being forced to use that term,
yeah,
they would be the cheerlebrities I would actually classify as talented cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most of them are just like pretty people who suck at tumbling.
If you want to know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube and look up No Genre, and the uploader is probably going to be Lil B 1708 or Brandon
I'll
McEwen.
Link it in the link dump.
Yes. Link it, because that is a fun video to watch.
Okay. So I had a really interesting experience with my phone yesterday.
Did it blow up?
No.
Nope.
I was, you know.
Is it a transformer?
No, it's not a transformer. Well, actually, we'll talk about that in a minute.
I'd be happy if my phone was a transformer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, mine's getting there. But Google Now, you know how it does that thing where to like keep you updated on topics that you've done or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, I was, you know, just flipping through my thing. I was searching for something, or it told me where I had parked. I was like, oh, that's really fucking cool. Like,
what?
It just figured out, like, I guess, you know, I was moving over 20 miles an hour up until this point, and then I stopped moving over 20 miles an hour, so I must have parked there. I was like, well, that was fucking cool.
Hmm.
But anyway, one of the things it said, hey, new content has come out from a website that you visit. I was like, what the fuck is this? It was one of our videos that it got, because sometimes I go to the Frosted Gaming website,
yeah,
and it picked up that I had updated something. I didn't even know I had it updating. Apparently, when we upload videos to YouTube, it updates our old Frosted Gaming website, which is where the podcast is at.
Oh, okay.
And it notified me on my phone that the Osmos video came out just as a site that I visit was releasing new content. I was like, well, that was really fucking cool.
Good job, Google.
Good job, me, and good job, Google.
Yeah.
On working with me.
You didn't even know it was fucking uploading.
I know. I was like, yeah. Well, obviously, I set it up at some point.
Yeah.
I'm so good that I forgot what I did for my own awesomeness.
Right.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. but anyway, onto the phone Transformers thing. I've been slowly building my phone into like a Jarvis-like system from Iron Man.
How?
With Tasker and something called Auto Voice, which basically when certain things happen on my phone, I can turn on my microphone to start listening for me to say something in response.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what I say, it'll do another action instead. So like when I plug in my headphones, before it used to display a pop-up on my screen.
Yeah.
Now it says, like it actually says, what would you like to listen to? And I can say a podcast or Spotify or whatever. And then it'll open whatever app I said and then start playing music from, or, you know, the podcast from there.
You have to do this to my phone.
Yeah.
Well, you have to turn my phone into Cortana.
Once I build the profile, I'll send it to you.
Can you make a Cortana one for me?
Well, no, because I can't change the voice. Maybe I can. I can change the voice, but I have to find a voice engine to like download and install. And I don't know. I haven't done any research on that.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure people would like to buy that kind of software from you, or that profile from you.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that works with Tasker, because you don't really buy profiles. I would happily sell it.
It's okay.
But if I can't sell it, I'll give
just
it away.
Just accept it.
So.
Just take it.
But yeah, and it's really awesome. And so I'm slowly setting it up. And like now if I get a text message, it'll do the normal notification. And then I have like 15 seconds to say, who was that? And then it'll say, oh, that was Ben.
That's really fucking cool.
I know. It's great.
I want it.
So I'm slowly working on to automate my phone.
It's Tasker and what?
Tasker, which is like $6 or $7, and then Auto Voice, which is like $2.
And it's spelled
TASKER.
Tasker. Okay, so it's actually Tasker.
And you can do different automated stuff. It doesn't have to be like voice related. You can like set it up. Like for example, when I get to work and it automatically connects to my work's Wi-Fi, it'll turn my phone on vibrate, you know, because I don't want my phone ringing at work.
Cool.
So, and what else I can do is have it, when I come home, it'll say, welcome home. And then I can set it up with a script that I could say, or automatically, or I could say, hey, turn on my computer, and it'll go turn on my computer. Ben's mouth is wide open right now. He's super impressed with
I want this.
My awesomeness. You know, or I don't have the stuff for it, but you can buy like light switches and stuff that work with your app. So you can set it up. When you get home, it automatically turns on your lights in your room.
That's so fucking neat.
I know. It's so great. And then you can do it with voice control, too. So then you can integrate it with the Google Now button. You know how you do like
doo-doo. Double tap the center button.
Right. And then it brings up Google Voice. You can have it like override that, and it'll, so you can just tap that and say, all right, turn off my lights, and it'll turn off your lights.
Hmm.
Or again, you know, I don't have this stuff, but you can buy it, you know, turn on my TV or whatever.
That's so cool.
If I had a Tesla, I could say start my car.
You went what?
If I had a Tesla, I could say start my car. Well, I guess your Tesla's already started anyway. It doesn't turn off. But you could say turn on my AC in my Tesla or stuff like that. It's super fucking awesome and I'm having so much fun.
Wait, so Teslas don't ever turn off?
Nope. Teslas are always on.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of electric. Like, you don't start your car. You just get in and put it in drive and go.
How does it not die?
Well, because it doesn't idle because it's a motor.
Right.
And you consider how much battery power it needs to move the car.
Yeah.
The amount of battery it needs to
run the car,
keep the car on, is like minuscule. Okay. I mean, you could run for probably like 5 years before it died just sitting there.
Hmm. So. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fucking awesome.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Teslas because I've always just kind of liked, there's no aftermarket and I'm a big builder in my cars.
I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm not a big builder like you, but I like the idea of building my car up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a Tesla, obviously you can't really do that.
Like, you're
but I still
to get,
want a
like,
Tesla.
A hybrid battery pack that adds extra battery power, horsepower.
So really what I want is to get a regular car and a Tesla. But I'm not filthy rich, so unfortunately I can't do that.
We're not filthy rich yet.
Eventually we'll be filthy rich, and we will enjoy every minute of it.
Absolutely.
With our Tesla and Mustangs. Although I might actually buy that Mustang Roush. Or Roush. Am I saying
Roush?
Roush.
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 Roush. Roush. Okay, so I might buy that Mustang Roush.
Do it. Do it.
But
do it now.
It's when I'm finished that job at work is when it would happen.
Yeah.
If all goes well. And if the car's still available.
Yeah.
Just
clearing all this shit out of my fucking phone. People still from fucking 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Are still texting.
Still fucking texting.
See, and another thing, I haven't actually set up the profile yet, but I'm going to say, you know, don't bother me for an hour and it'll turn off all my notifications for an hour. So I can set it up so that my podcast, or you can even set it up like in my calendar. I have the podcast down. Whenever the podcast is going on, it'll automatically silence my phone.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I need this. I need this in my life.
And then you can also set it up so when you get a text message during that time, hey, can't talk right now, doing the podcast. It'll automatically send that back to people.
I need this. I need this in my life.
I know,
it's great.
Official. It's so exciting.
It has to happen. I'm going to figure this shit out and make it happen myself.
Yeah, you can automate just about anything on your phone. You say you get a text message, where are you? You can reply automatically with your location.
Nice.
Except that would be kind of creepy because then I could just...
That would be
Ben, where are you? Huh, that's weird. You're at my... I don't know. I was going to say something creepy and weird, but I could...
You're at my sister's house.
Yeah, but my sister lives here, so it would be weird.
Exactly. Anyway, so you're at my house.
You're at my house. That's weird.
I'm playing video games.
So
downstairs.
Yeah. And then the other thing we got to do for this live stream is we've got to move the routers down here. I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't know if that cable works.
We can get an extension, right?
It would have to run all the way up from my room on the other fucking side of the house.
We can do it.
That'd be like 100
feet. We can
cable.
Make it happen. At we least. Have the technology.
Yeah, but we don't have the money.
Yeah, those things are expensive.
So, we'll see how that goes.
Oh, well. We'll make it happen. We'll fucking figure something out.
Yeah.
I don't care if I have
just said yeah.
You did. I don't care if I have to crawl through the walls and drag a cable through your walls and punch a hole through the wall so I can put the router cable out.
All right, yeah, well, that's what we'll do.
No, we won't. I'm not crawling through your walls. What if there's rats in there?
There probably are.
There are rats in the gym. There's a rat the size of a fucking raccoon.
Is there really? Like, I heard a rat last night in my house. See, because living on the water, you know, people always think, like, roaches and rats are, like, a sign of filth and disgust. No, it's just
a sign you live near water.
Yeah, I mean, because we live near the water, so there's rats all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, roaches, too. Totally.
Oddly
normal.
Enough, my house on the water don't have rats.
Really?
No, I have spiders.
Well, you live on a different kind of body of water.
Live on a canal.
Yeah, well, and this is like more like a channel than a canal, I guess.
Well, yours is about twice as wide as mine.
Right, and I feel like yours dries up a lot
deep.
More than mine does, too. Yours
and
is more like...
Not anymore. It used to, but now it's like it's actually pretty deep.
Because yours is more like marshy than mine, I feel, which might have something to do with it, but I don't know anything about animals and stuff like that. So
yeah, me either.
So I can't really give an expert opinion. But I can tell you they're different, and that might have to do with it.
Yeah. But me and one of my coworkers, well, mostly him, a little bit of me, cleared out the whole back of the gym because there's a lot of like overgrowth and
yeah, we
just
needed to
shrubbery.
Do that for a while.
And I trimmed down the tree, and he cut all the weeds down and all the grass down, and we broke two weed whackers doing that.
Nice. What are you putting back there?
We were planning on just throwing baskets back there because we have that entire back area and we can't throw baskets inside the gym because the ceilings are too low.
Right. Well, you have the side on the right there.
Well, yeah. And that's what I told him. And then he was like, oh, well, let's use both sides. I'm like, okay.
You don't really need both sides. I think you should turn it into like a nice deck.
A patio area. Yeah. That's what we did buy a grill. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like lay out some wood and.
Well, he has brick. We were going to lay out some brick maybe.
I don't know. I'd rather do wood. I feel wood looks nicer.
Yeah, but if it rains, the wood's fucked. Well, not really.
They do have waterproof
wood. Yeah, they have water-treated
wood. Says my back patio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is true. It's pressure-treated is what it's called, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. That does sound correct, pressure-treated.
Because I know I have a whole back deck area as well at my house that my stepdad built.
Yeah, see? So exactly.
Remember when we used to do bonfires over there?
We did used to do bonfires at your house. Now, we kind of do them at my house, but not with nearly as many people. Frankly, because I don't like people.
Yeah. And not nearly as much fire.
Yeah.
We used to, like, take stacks of plywood and just
light
them up.
Chair floor. Yeah, dude, my toe has gotten... I don't know if we talked about my toe on the podcast last week, but my toe is a solid black now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is not even blue anymore.
Dude, that shit's gonna fall off.
You know, you keep saying that, but it doesn't... It's not, like, loose or anything.
Not yet. I mean, go, though.
It doesn't even
hurt. It's still spreading, because before it wasn't even at the edge of your toe.
Yeah.
And now it is.
So, anyway, I dropped a big 4 feet by 8 foot...
piece of plywood,
half inch piece of plywood, which probably weighs, how much would you say that thing weighs?
They're not light.
No, they, I mean,
it's like 30-40 pounds maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say upwards of around 50, but I'm kind of totally making up that number. I don't actually have any basis for that.
I'll put a piece on a scale today
and anyway, you know. So you know they're half inch thick, which means when you drop that, that's 50 pounds of pressure on that one half inch. Yeah, well, I dropped that on my big toe. And it was a solid blue. It didn't even go purple. I've never seen something like that go blue before. And it went straight to blue.
It's your blood.
And now it's black. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how that
it's gonna fall off.
Goes.
$10 says it falls off. $10 says it falls off on the live stream.
No, I don't think
that would be perfect.
No, I think it'll take way longer than that.
$10 says I grab a pair of pliers and rip your toenail off.
No, you're not doing that. No, absolutely not. It will fall off naturally. But it stopped hurting, so that's good.
So what are we gonna do when we hit our goal?
Celebrate.
How are we gonna celebrate though?
We'll buy confetti.
Yes,
there's like popper things.
Your dad's gonna fucking kill us, but we'll vacuum.
Yeah, well, because he said he is probably gonna sleep here, so
yeah.
Knowing our luck, we'll break the live stream at like 4 a.m Hey dad.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, man, I really
but I would laugh my ass off if your dad came out wearing a party hat and had one, like this little things.
What are those called?
I don't know.
Party whistles? Party yeah, blowers?
Party
probably
blowers.
Probably a party blower.
I would laugh if he came out with those and like little sparklers. Like he was great. Waiting for it.
And then we'd all catch it on video. That's the best part.
We would. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this weekend.
Me too. Like I wasn't even this excited to compete at the World Championships.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about in terms of excitement.
Well, I mean, because... then I'd start feeling anxious and stuff, but I'm really excited because there's like literally no way we can fuck this up.
No, there's lots of ways we can fuck this up.
Joey, shut up. There's no way we can fuck this up.
So that's why I want to like get set up Thursday. So we have 2 full days to work out any bugs that we
exactly.
may have.
See, but come the day of the live stream, there's no way we can fuck it up because we are way
not.
Too prepared.
I hope not. I don't want to say that though, because knowing my luck, just like at the banquet when I did the slideshow video, I was prepared. The music was working for the slideshow.
Yeah.
As soon as I went to play it, it stopped working. I mean, I tested it 10 times before that slideshow started. Worked every time flawless. As soon as I went to play it, it stopped.
Well, because the music only works 10 times.
Oh.
You used right. all 10 times.
Well, silly me.
So let's not overtest.
No, we're overtesting.
We're going to test it 3 times and we're done. If it works all 3 times, 3 times the charm, we're good. So,
but we need more computers. That's like a legit problem we have.
And my fucking shit laptop won't work.
Yeah, it won't.
I need to hit that thing with a fucking baseball bat. That's what I need.
And we're
going to
record it on video. Yeah, we have your laptop and my laptop, and we need 3 more.
I have an iPad.
Won't work.
Damn.
Yeah. So we need 3 more, and I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're going to have
to. We need 1 computer per setup?
Yep.
Book.
Yeah. Yeah, we need 1 computer per setup.
So can we talk about some of the things we're going to do?
Yeah, I've kind of changing my mind, but yeah, go ahead. You start off here.
Are we gonna do the ODST achievement that takes like 9 million fucking hours?
Yeah, you know, well, I could be wrong. I think you need 4 people for that.
Yeah,
You might only need three, but it might be, like, impossible to do with three. You know what I mean? Like, you need that fourth person. My concern is you all share lives, and you die a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we'll
have Does it have to be on Legendary?
It has to be on... No, well, it's Firefight. I don't think it's a difficulty. And if it is, it's heroic.
Okay.
But you have to get to the fourth set.
Oh, we can do that. We've done... Well,
no.
We've gotten to the third set.
No, you haven't.
No, you and me have.
No, we got to the third round. You have, like...
Wait, what?
You have, like, one set is, like, four rounds of five waves, and you have to do that three times. And every round gets progressively harder, and you're running out of lives.
Fuck.
And, like, because you...
Okay, so we made it through one set of Firefight.
I think I've made it to one set once. Like, and actually beat the set.
Damn.
I mean, yeah.
This is intense.
It's going to be hard.
My heart's racing.
I know. So we're going to try to do that. Because we were going to do... well, I was going to do all the Halo Legendary campaigns back-to-back, but I just don't have enough time for that.
No.
I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, one campaign's like 8 hours. I might be able to get 2.5 done.
Well, I mean, you could try to speedrun it.
On Legendary?
Hey, that guy did it in an hour and 31
minutes. Hey, well,
minutes,
I can beat the first level on Halo Reach on Legendary in, like, no time at all. I'm pretty good at getting through it like that.
Because it's just a cutscene?
No.
Oh.
like legitimate playing on Legendary with skulls on.
But you have your whole team with you in that.
No. By myself. Well, you
have the other Spartans.
The AI does not count. The AI is fucking useless.
They're fucking throwing sticky grenades at each other.
Yeah, they're just like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not even on that side of the map anymore. There is nobody there. I killed everybody. That's pretty much how I feel all the time with that.
It happens. That's kind of how you feel playing with me.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
God damn it, Ben. It's a fucking decoy. It's a box in the corner. Not even looking like an enemy.
Ben, you're shooting a cardboard box. Die!
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel most of the time. But that's okay. So yeah, we'll probably try to do the ODST achievement. We're gonna do a Minecraft setup, Frosted or Awesome Land.
Yes.
On our Minecraft Xbox version, you also have to buy Minecraft.
I know.
Do you have Live?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to buy Minecraft.
Okay.
And then GTA if you want, which I encourage, but not mandatory. So.
I want it.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
I don't know. Depends on how much money I make.
Well, yeah, exactly. So yeah, and then we'll, if more than one of us has GTA 5, we'll play GTA 5 for a bit.
Yep.
So that'll be exciting as well.
See what came through.
So that'll probably be our major ones, GTA 5, Minecraft, and the ODST thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably do some multiplayer at some point, too.
We could do Halo 4.
Yeah, I might do some Halo 4 multiplayer.
I mean, we got pretty far on the live stream.
Yeah, we did. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. And then we'll be, you know, eating food and stuff on the camera, if anybody actually cares, like, watch us eat.
If anyone wants to see what we actually look like.
Yeah, because we haven't done published a whole lot of videos with us in them.
No, we
haven't.
And
we've done the one with Cy, but that's really it in terms of actually published. We have a bunch that eventually I'm going to get around to putting out. I just haven't yet.
Good.
So. Oh, I finally have an idea. Because one of the reasons is we record a lot of videos vertically. Which, when you convert to YouTube widescreen, you know how they don't...
Yes.
You know, you have those bars on the side?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to put something there. And now I think I'm going to use the Twitch background when we're offline, and I'm going to tile it, and that's what I'm going to do. It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a smart man.
Yes, you are.
excuse me. I just burped
You're also really good at video games, which makes one of us.
Yeah, I am.
You and Cy.
I'm definitely better than Cy, though.
Yeah. Well, at Halo.
I'm really good at Call of Duty and Battlefield, too.
Yeah. I'm terrible at first-person shooters.
You are. You are exceptionally bad.
Well, I mean, I never play them, so it makes sense that I suck at them.
No, I can't even remember the last time I really played console games and before the live stream. It was at least 6 months, and I was still kicking ass. I mean, I got 30 kills in SWAT.
Well, because once you learn how to do something and once you get good at it, it's really hard to get bad at it again.
Apparently. I would have thought I sucked, but I did all right.
Nah, but you suck the next time after that.
Well, no, that lag was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was that weird controller lag you get.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
Then there was audio lag.
Yeah, and the audio lag, which that's just a problem with Cy's Xbox. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't think that was Cy's Xbox. I think that was the TV.
Oh, that would make sense. In which case, I would have known how to fix it if somebody would have suggested that idea to me.
I think I did.
No, you definitely didn't.
Might have mumbled it.
Oh, well, that doesn't help me any. But yeah, because that was annoying. I mean, it was like you would shoot and then a solid 3 seconds, later.
No, I was like, it was only like three. Yeah, your brain maybe. Works twice as fast as everyone else. It was substantial.
I mean, I like had the guy dead before I heard the audio gunshot, shooting, which surprisingly throws you off.
Oh, yes, it does. I mean, like, I was trying to do Spartan Ops by myself, and I couldn't because, like, I couldn't hear where the fire was coming from or when it was coming. I'd hear it, like, 3 seconds after it hit me.
Right, and you just get used to hearing sound when you shoot, and so when you don't hear it, it's, like, hard to aim. It's weird.
It's like, oh, my God, am I shooting?
Right, you get that feedback.
And you expend more ammo than you should.
Right, and it's awful. So now that we're an hour and 33 seconds into the podcast, do you want to get to the topic list?
Sure.
I actually kind of did that intentionally. Because I felt last week our podcast got a lot better when we got off the topic list.
Yeah.
More organic conversation. I felt we kind of had a slow start again today, but the last, 45 minutes have been solid, and I think it gets better.
Ever since we stopped saying, yeah, okay,
yeah, really good rule. Like, yeah. I was kind of joking, but serious at the same time. But as soon as I said that, it really...
picked up. Yeah, it picked up. I mean, we're adding more than just, yeah, okay,
know. Right, yeah, I feel it... Yeah, it made it come full circle and shit.
All right. So let's start hitting the fucking list. Before we get
to the topic list, just because I'm thinking about it, I'm also looking to buy a... Is that me?
Yeah, it might have been you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Whatever. Fuck it.
Yep. People asking for the damn Wi-Fi password again. God damn it.
At the gym?
At the gym.
There is no Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi got shut down and... anyway, I'll deal with that nonsense later.
So you coming to the gym with me today then?
I guess so.
All right. We'll stop and get lunch before we go.
That's a good idea. And then I'll come back and then play GTA 5, and I might help somebody with math homework. I give her a shout on the podcast with her math tutoring thing.
What needs tutoring?
No, she doesn't need tutoring, but she kind of needs help with her math. It's complicated. I had trouble last night with the math. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Suggestive winking. Is that what it is? Math homework? Is that what the kids call it nowadays?
Yeah, like sines and cosines and adding them together. And
fuck that. I hated that shit.
God, it was like, I used to be really good at it.
Sokotoa, right?
But yeah. Well, no, it's even harder than that. It's like...
No, fuck that then. I don't even want it.
Trigonometry properties and properties of addition. I'm like, I used to be good at this. I don't remember any of this.
You never fucking use it.
I know.
Never in the history of mankind will you ever use that.
I am already... Well, that's not exactly true. But like in most careers, you will never use it. For example, I'm doing a very math-heavy job, which does a lot of things with math. I have never once needed to use that kind of math.
But even then, you can build some kind of code that will solve that shit for you.
Right, exactly. And that's, I guess, I'm assuming I've done that at some point or the other. And I write some pretty advanced code.
Yeah.
Never had to do that. So, and I'm sure there are jobs that require it. Mine is not one of them, and my job I would consider closer to one of them that would.
Yeah, because I was looking at majoring in programming, and it's like all math heavy. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing this
shit.
You
should take whatever my IT is, because it's super heavy in programming.
And, but it's programming, not math.
And there's very little math.
Good.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what I've been doing the last couple days, where I'm like 3 weeks into my course now. It's all been programming, so it's actually really easy. And if I did the assignment the way I was supposed to, it would probably take 10 minutes, but I like flush it out, and I like, one of them was like, convert Fahrenheit to Celsius and print them all out in a table. But you didn't have to do a table. You just had to like say, this Fahrenheit is a Celsius. And I actually formatted with a table, and I centered the numbers in the column and shit like that, which is totally stuff I didn't need to do. And I totally spent more time doing that than I did actually doing the conversion.
Just having more fun with it.
Yeah, just because why not? I'm trying to impress my teacher, Hey, hey.
And I try to get that IT job at USF.
I emailed him today on the second day of class, and I was like, hey, the assignment for week 3 is wrong. We started yesterday. The first assignment isn't even due to Saturday. But
week 3 is wrong.
But yeah, anyway, week 3 is wrong. No, he was really cool about it. He's like, all right, I'll look into it, and I will send out a message to the teacher. And this is the first time at USF I've had a teacher email me in a respectable amount of time. I sent the email. Not 5 minutes later, I got a response.
Normally, probably has it tied into his phone.
Whatever it was good, because normally I do that, and it's like, all right, 4 days later. Oh, finally, I got an email. Thanks, I already figured it out. I fixed it for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot with you in your classes.
Yeah, and it happened in high school, too, where it was like, do you not see that this clearly doesn't work? Like, do you not proofread your stuff?
I had a math teacher tell me I was wrong, and then I opened up the book and showed him. I was like, the book says to do it like this.
Right there.
And he's like, but no, that's not how you do it. I'm like, are you even sure you're a math teacher?
Do you even know what you're doing? Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the topic list. Oh, here's another thing I want to talk about. Another great thing about my phone is there's this thing called Google Opinion Rewards. You should get it. You should sign up right now. It's part of, you just have to have a Gmail account.
Okay.
And occasionally they ask you to fill out a short survey. I've never had a survey last more than a minute.
Okay.
And then they give you some amount of money to use in the Play Store.
Oh.
Yep.
And I use a lot of money there.
Exactly. It's great. And, you know, it's only like 10 cents or so. You know, every once in a while I'll get a full dollar for doing a survey. But yeah, it's super awesome.
No, because I never ever spend more than a dollar on the fucking Play Store. Right,
so it saves me all sorts of money on my games and whatnot.
When are we going to start Pocket Tuesday?
I don't know, but I have a game to put on Pocket Tuesday. But what game? We do start it. Piano Tiles.
Is that on Android?
Yes, it's on Android and iOS.
Okay.
And it's really hard, but fun.
So new series coming out, Pocket Tuesday.
Yes. And there's a silent P in front of Tuesday, like pterodactyl. Thus, Pocket Tuesday.
We're still doing that talking in sync thing.
Oh, by the way, I finally have a name for a Just Because series.
What?
That I
like yeah, Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. And... that's the perfect name. I love the word Shenanigans. And
it works.
It works. Shenanigans in Grand Theft Auto 5. And then you just say whatever the fuck it is. And I love the word Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
And we're going to have the best intros for that video. Shenanigans! Or something like that.
It'll be fun. We'll make it awesome.
Yeah. So God. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Okay, we already talked about the Google Play Rewards thing, which is awesome in itself. And like sometimes they're like political questions or like, do you know what party this member belongs to? And I'm like, nope. or, you know, like it'll ask you, do you identify yourself as a Republican or a Democrat? And then they'll ask you questions related to that.
Hmm.
So
that's pretty neat.
I'm sure you're helping out Google and they're using that for some advertising scheme, but I don't give a fuck. They're giving me free money, and if they want to give me relevant advertising, then by all means they can give me relevant advertising.
All right.
And next on my list is, you know, going back to the classic, going down the list. Yes. And first and second. But anyway.
Oh my god, that was the worst fucking podcast ever.
Apparently Game of Thrones is under fire for having too much rape in the show.
Now, I don't watch Game of Thrones, and I'm probably gonna get shit on a lot for that one.
Well, I really want to watch it. I haven't watched too much, but go ahead.
I don't know. The last thing I watched that was Game of Thrones related was the show on YouTube called Man of Arms or Man at Arms or something like that. And it's a swordsmith, and he made a character, Jon Snow's sword, and it turned out really fucking cool.
Sweet. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't really watch the show either, but I've seen his sword before, and yeah, it's really cool.
And this one actually, like, cuts things.
That's awesome. But anyway, I guess they're under fire for having too much rape, and people are all freaking out about it, and all I'm thinking is, it's based on the book. Just, like, why do we have to, like, change stuff to, like, avoid offending some people?
Like, isn't that what the First Amendment was about? Like, freedom of saying, fuck you?
Right, well, like, we have that freedom. And obviously they do, because they're doing it, but, like, everybody's bitching about it. It's like,
I mean, if you have a problem with it, don't watch the fucking show!
Like, don't say, oh, but you should tone back on the rape. Like, no, nobody in that show is saying, oh, rape is good, you should go rape people. Yeah. But it's part of the show, and it improves the show. And, it, you know, again, and it's not even just like, oh, well, let's put rape in the show because people love rape. It's part of the book, which is part of the whole atmosphere of that
right time
period. And, you know, it brings it all together, and that's what happens. I mean, yes, rape is a real thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's an awful, awful and terrible thing, but it's a real thing. We can't, like, live in the dark about it and be like,
yeah, we can't pretend it doesn't happen.
Right, exactly. And even though it's a TV show, and it's, you know,
not
you don't
the serious
have
side
to
of
put
the podcast.
It in. Yeah, I know. But it's like, make it a thing. Like, let people know that it's a thing. And it's not like they're saying, oh, this is great. It's obviously pretty awful in the TV show. People are getting pissed about it.
Yeah.
They're not glorifying it. They're just improving the story of the show. They're building character and showing how rape can change people and how awful it can be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so fuck you, sensitive little pussies.
Right, and then there's all sorts of other things that, you know, we
Oopsie.
Make a big deal out of that really shouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
Are you trying to clean that up?
Yeah.
Now that you've created a mess? That's all right, it'll be fine.
I didn't create a mess.
Yeah, there's a towel over there, but we'll get it later.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, there's condensation around Ben's cup.
Which I've now moved to a plastic bag.
Yeah, which will kind of not help, sort of.
At all.
But anyway, that's all part of the practice. Which I was going to tie into some other stuff when I wrote this down. One of the words we choose not to say is the N word.
Yes.
You know, or we bleep it out. I don't say it, but some other members of the group tend to say it sometimes more than they should. But, you know, it kind of got me thinking.
We can go ahead and say it. Sai says it all the time.
Sai says it all the time. And he's not saying it as like a derogatory term.
Right.
It's kind of what I'm going at. He just says the word. And, you know, it brings
because
up a really
it's very
point.
Common down here in Florida that everyone uses it.
I've never heard anybody say it except for you guys.
Oh my God, I hear it everywhere.
So, but anyway, the way I'm going with it is we make it a bad word and people say it's a bad word, but treating it as a bad word is what makes it bad.
Right.
If people just say it, then it doesn't, then it's not a problem anymore.
Right.
It's when people get offended that it becomes a problem, because when you get offended, it's insulting then. But if you don't get offended, then it doesn't matter. It's just another fucking word.
Right.
It just
That's how I feel about curse words, and that's why I'm such a repulsive person to be around when I talk, because every other word I say is probably fuck.
Right, and I kind of get it, and I understand there are times to like be slightly more professional. Like
right.
Moms, for example.
Yeah.
But like at work, my bosses who are 15, 20 years older than me, we say fuck all the time. It doesn't matter. It's just a word. But I don't know. I feel like when you say the words like that, like the N-word, it's like it doesn't have to be offensive. Nobody's saying it trying to say people are bad. It's just another word you're saying. Like when you say bitch, you're not talking about all women being bitch. You're just
right.
saying
all
the
women
word.
Being bitch.
Whatever. So, but anyway, I wanted to vent that. Even though I don't say the N-word ever. I mean, I rarely
say it. You just don't
see
why people get offended by it?
I just think, you know, get over yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm Jewish, and when people call me a Jew or something, I don't get offended.
No, I laugh at it now.
All right, they make the Jewish joke about, like, picking up pennies or whatever.
I, too, am Jewish.
I don't care. Like, get over it. It's a joke. It's nobody's, I don't know.
Can that be a shirt?
What?
I too also as well.
Sure, just because you say it all the fucking time.
I love that.
So annoying.
I love triple positives. And it pisses so many people off.
It does. Like, every time you say it, I just cringe. Like, finish the sentence.
It's better than double negatives. I fucking hate double negatives.
I think maybe I've just been hearing them longer, because I've never heard triple positives before you, but...
Exactly.
I mean, I don't double negatives, I've just gotten more used to them.
I've just heard double negatives so much that I decided to come up with something more annoying, and that's a triple positive.
It's pretty annoying. It's definitely up there.
Like, I hate it.
It sounds so fucking forced, and it's like, stop
it. Is. Well.
The I too also as well? Yeah.
When you say it fast like that, it doesn't sound forced at all.
I know, but it's...
But like people who don't know how to say it...
But I listen
and
very...
people who stumble over their words like me.
Yeah, you stumble over your words a lot. But no, I listen so slowly to things.
Yeah.
Probably because I talk really fast. I'm sure you've noticed.
Yes.
I'm sure people on the podcast have noticed that sometimes I say things so fast that you can't understand what I said. Especially my grandma. She's very slow paced. And when I talk fast...
Your grandma is so chill.
Yeah, I love my grandma. I love both my grandmas. Or all my grandmas. I have a couple. And they're all pretty awesome.
I love all your grandmas too.
Yeah. So anyway, as a side effect of that, I listen faster, and so I like slow things down.
And you break things down.
I break things down. So like certain things, I'll like, I know where the sentence is going and I'll finish the sentence before the person does. And it just frustrates the fuck out of me.
Because I use a triple positive.
Especially you. It's like, I too also as well, which you say at a pretty normal speed. But as soon as I hear I too, I know it's going, I too also as well. And I just finish that. And now I'm waiting for the rest of the sentence and it's not coming. And it just, rah.
I too as well also.
See, now you're fucking me up. Now I expect it and I hear the opposite and it just twists me around. Ugh, God.
Woo!
Fucking annoying.
Oh, now I know how to get under your skin. I'm
so
excited.
Yeah, you do. It's really easy to get under my skin. I don't get angry, but I get very annoyed.
Yeah.
And it's just, stop it.
It's so fun to see you annoyed though.
I know, and I get annoyed pretty easily because I get annoyed at a lot of shit, especially stupid. I get really annoyed at stupid. Not that particular thing is stupid, but...
This is just annoying.
Yeah, but I get really annoyed at stupid. And not even like... I get annoyed at, like, oblivious stupid. Because, like, sometimes when people do stupid things, it's, like,
double
funny.
Negatives are an oblivious stupid to me, though. It's like they don't know fucking grammar.
Or it's, like, almost more like they embrace their stupid. That's what I can't stand.
Yes.
Like, or they do something, like...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, an example of, like, why would you do that? I can't even think of an example, but doing stupid things that, like, obviously are going to turn out bad. And if you spent, like, more than 3 seconds thinking about it, you would know that this is going to end out bad. So bad segues over to... I'm sure you've noticed all those Facebook posts that, like, people share or whatever. Like, they found an otter, and you won't believe what happens next.
Yes.
Not one of those videos has something that happens next. They met the otter. That's what happened. That was the what's next. But there's nothing after the otter
meeting.
I'm like, what is it? And I watched like 3 or 4 videos. I'm like, fuck this. Nothing happened next. It wasn't impressive. It was exactly what I expected to happen. They met the otter, and the otter was adorable. That's it. That's what happened next.
I see these videos, and I know they're going to be fucking stupid, so I just don't click on them.
I know that now, but I wanted to see what happened next. Did something happen?
Did you like cute otters?
I expected it to be something kind of silly that wasn't that exciting, but it's like nothing happens. They played with the otter, or they met the otter, and they played with the otter. What happened next was playing with the otter. Well, yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen. I don't know. It was just annoying.
Yeah.
So I needed to get that off my chest, too. See, this is why this podcast is good. I can get all those aggravations off my chest.
And people can relate.
Yeah.
You're not alone, Joey.
Kind of on a opposite note on things that are making me happier is whenever I call a company with, like, a tech support problem or a different support, maybe not tech support, but... And
I know where this conversation's going.
Yeah. And a live person immediately answers, and I don't have to, like, go through the computer thing. And even if it's only, you know, all right, thank you for calling AT&T, press 0 to talk to a live person, that's still annoying. I mean, it's much better, and I love when I can press 0 to talk to a live person. PayPal's the worst. Like, what are you talking about? You want fraud? Live person. Oh, you're looking to add money to your PayPal account. No! God, that was so fucking annoying. Anyway, but when I immediately, the phone is answered by a live person, I don't have to listen to a recording. My favorite. Like, today I called FreshBooks, who I use for all my personal, like, billing stuff for the tech support I do.
Yeah.
I was having a problem using my credit card. Live person answered, guy with the British accent, very nice fellow. And it was like, oh yeah, we're a Canadian-based company, so oftentimes your credit card doesn't work. And it was like, the whole phone call lasted 2 minutes because I didn't have to deal with the thing. And all I know is now I need to call my bank and tell them I'm about to make a purchase from Canada, so please let it go through.
Hmm.
And it was like, that was so nice. Same thing happened. I called Tesla with some questions about media stuff for an English project I was doing. Answered by a live person and was like, this is so great and convenient. And then with my Simple card, I had trouble activating it.
Mm-hmm.
Called the live person, or called them. Live person answered. Solved my problem in less than 5 minutes. It was perfect. It was exactly what I expected.
And
what I wanted.
What I love is when you're talking to like a tech support person or just any kind of customer support person, and they treat you like a human being that kind of knows what they're talking about.
Right. That's like, also great. Google is actually another example. I called them with AdSense stuff because I do a lot of advertising for people. And I got a live person, and she was super friendly. And, like, she knew what she was talking about. She was able to talk to me, like you said, like a person. And,
like, she identified that you knew what you were talking about.
Right. And, like, as soon as I said, yeah, I do this a lot, but, you know, I just need help with this one thing. She's like, great. Okay, so you know how to get here. I was like, yes, I'm already there. Perfect. And I didn't have to go through. All right. If you go up to the right side of your screen.
Turn on your computer.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I'm already there. And Verizon is really bad with that. They're like, all right, I'm going to need you to log in. Sorry, I'm already there. Okay, so you're going to type in 192.168.1.1 into your eyes. Sorry, I'm already there. Okay, and now the username's going to be admin, and the password's going to be password. God, I know, I'm there. Like, it's like they just read their script, and they don't even know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
So that I've had some nice experiences over the last like week or so talking to live people.
Yeah.
So companies out there?
Me? Not so much. I've had horrible experiences talking to live people.
Oh, and I'm sorry to interrupt again. Also, the Microsoft store, when I called about Grand Theft Auto, answered live person, help me with all my problems right away.
Perfect.
But yeah, go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
I have Metro POS. I mean, PCS.
Right.
And don't get me wrong. The service is phenomenal. Like, I've never really had a problem with my phone.
Yeah.
Except for when I broke my Galaxy and I had to drop down to my old phone for a minute.
I don't remember that happening.
It was a long time ago. It was when I first got my Galaxy. I broke it in a week.
Oh, it must have been so quick that I didn't even notice.
But it wasn't me. It was a programming issue on the phone.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so I sent that one back, and I had to call Metro to switch to my old phone and to get all my account information switched over and that phone activated. And they sent me to like India or somewhere that talks with a Middle Eastern accent. And I asked to talk to someone else because he wasn't helping me. And then the other person, just terrible customer service. They're like, this phone isn't 4G. Yes, it is.
I had that problem with, I think, Toshiba. It was the same thing. It was like, nobody knew what they were talking about. Oh, well, let me send you to this other guy.
They don't know what they're fucking talking about.
It's like, how the fuck does nobody, at some point, I got to the top of the support department, and we were sending in our laptop for repair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, you know what? I fucked up the story. I might have told the story last week. It wasn't Toshiba. It was some other tech support company.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the top person in the support department. I could not go higher. I tried. And we were asking.
Give me the CEO.
I finally got a refund, which is what my ultimate goal was. I was like, great. Now, can I get an email in writing? Just has to say, you will be refunded this amount of money. That's all you have to say in an email to my email address. I'm sorry, I can't send emails. You are the top person at this goddamn company, and you cannot send me an email? I'm sorry, sir. No. I was just completely befuddled by the top person in the company doesn't have an email address that they can send me. I mean...
That's retarded.
That's like the most basic...
That's so stupid.
...thing to ask is for an email receipt yeah. or something. I'm like, well, you'll get your refund in 1 to 2 business weeks. Well, I'm not going to wait that long. What if I never get my money? I have no proof. I've been on the phone for 3 hours trying to get to the top so I could get my refund. Am I going to have to do this again if you fuck something up?
Yeah.
Just send me an email that says you did it. That's all I need.
Moral of the story, I ended up sitting in my car screaming for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I felt. And also, I called... We didn't talk about this. It might have actually been since last podcast. My phone broke. A portion of my touchscreen, about a centimeter thick towards the top,
yeah,
just did not work.
You told me about this. Yeah. I don't think we talked about it
on the podcast. You know, the screen worked fine, like in terms of like looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one part of the touchscreen was not responsive to touch. I called LG and they're like, oh, well, we don't do replacements. Only thing we can do is a repair and you have to send it in first. We won't send it to you. And it'll take 2 weeks. Well, I'm not going to send you my phone for 2 weeks so you can fix it.
Right.
Like, I can't be without a phone for 2 weeks. That's not possible. I have a job and people that need to reach me. I can't do that. And that was super fucking frustrating. I was like, you know what? Fuck you, LG. I will probably not buy an LG phone again because of it. Because of that shitty level of customer support.
Makes sense. What about LG TVs?
I still do like LG TVs. But at least as far as phone goes, I will not buy that from them again. Yeah. But on the flip side of that, I went to AT&T and they were actually super helpful and replaced it with like almost no questions asked. They're like, wow, you're right. This really does not work. And it was really weird. That section of the touchscreen that didn't work, mm-hmm. when I turned the phone sideways, then it did work.
Hmm.
It was really weird, but yeah, so anyway, AT&T plus to them for having great customer service. Shitty on you, LG, for not.
Yeah. When did you get AT&T? Because I remember you having Verizon for the longest.
I've had AT&T for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
My dad had really bad history with their customer support, and so he's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm leaving. Because what happened was...
Talking about Verizon?
Yeah, Verizon.
Yeah.
Because
they have terrible customer service.
I was on a family plan. So it was me, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And my grandma. Yeah, just, you know, because, yeah. you know, it was cheaper, whatever. Anyway, and when my parents split up, you know, because they're divorced, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you split up your phone plans, as you tend to do. You know, they both kept their accounts, but they went to, like, separate accounts.
Yeah.
Well, it was the weirdest thing. But I guess whenever my dad would pay the bill, you know, it would take it out of his account. And then it would apply it to my mom's account. But if you looked at my mom's account, there was nothing there. So it isn't even like my mom had the money to give back to my dad because the money never even ended up on her side.
Right.
But Verizon was saying on his side that the money never came in. So it was like, there's two potential accounts it could have gone to. Neither of them have it. And you have a receipt of my money being sent to you. And you're telling me I didn't have it. I haven't paid it. And so he went through this like 3 months where he finally like went through all this work to like get it done or whatever. And every time they gave him a hard time saying, well, sir, it's not here. It was like, obviously it's here. We have the bank statement saying it's here.
Yeah.
It was super fucking frustrating. He says, you know, fuck it. I'm not paying my bill. And he stopped paying the bill and went to AT&T.
Makes sense.
Because, like, my dad's trying to give the money. He's given the money. It's left his account and gone to Verizon. And they're saying it's not applying anywhere. Well, evidently not, because it's going to your bank account. And yep. It was just stupid. And so he left. And now we've been with AT&T and we're happier. I mean, it's still not super happy. And another great thing they did is, you know, we had our service plan or whatever mm-hmm. that we have. And it's three of us on the phone and we get 10 gigabytes of data. And we saw a commercial and it was like, you know, 75% of the cost ours was, and you had more stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad called and was like, hey, we just saw this commercial and they're like way cheaper than what we have. And they're like, oh yeah, sorry. And then they credit us. They brought our account down to that and they credited us for the last like 3 months or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, cool. So AT&T may not have the best coverage, but their customer support is pretty fucking solid.
I remember when I first got mine, I didn't know that my ex had traveled out of the country and she was texting me. Mm-hmm. And I was just texting her back, not really noticing that she was gone. Because, I mean, we'd go weeks at a time without seeing each other sometimes just because of how our schedules worked.
Right.
And I didn't know that she'd gone to visit her mom. And so... Like, I get my fucking phone bill at the end of the month, and I owe $1,500. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, well, you were texting someone who's out of the country. And I was like, who? And they gave me the number, and it was my girlfriend at the time's number. So I call her. I'm like, did you go out of the country? And she goes, yeah, I was out of the country last week. And I was like, oh,
you didn't
fuck.
Tell me? Damn. Did you have to pay it, or did they?
No, they took it off. They're like, all right, he's like, don't worry about it. You know, this is a first-time thing. We understand that this happens, so sweet, we'll take it off. And it was like, it saved me $1,500.
That's fucking awesome. But on the other side of that, I have to ask, why the fuck does it cost more to text people in...
out of the country?
Out of the country.
Because they don't have service towers and it has to go through someone else.
Yeah, but $1,500
extra expensive? We texted a lot.
I guess that's true. I don't know. Weird. But...
And, yeah, so that was my thing. And then I had an iPhone, and I always broke it because, for me, iDevices never really last long. But I've never had, aside from the one hardware issue with my S4.
Oh, that was a software issue, you said.
I meant hardware.
Oh.
It was the speaker jack didn't work.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And aside from that one issue, I've never had a problem with any Android device I've ever owned. I've never had to replace one.
Could you just now be more responsible with your technologies? Is that possible?
No, because I've had... my S4 as long as I've had my Mac or my MacBook, and the screen on my MacBook's broken.
Well, I think
generally I can accredit that to my niece.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pretty sure that was your niece stepping on it.
But so, I mean,
but debatably, you know, you did leave it on the floor.
I didn't. I left it on a table. She put it on the floor and used it as a fucking stepping stone.
Gotcha.
Okay. I was mad, and I wanted to beat the shit out of my brother because he was like, "Oh no, it's not her fault. She didn't do that." I'm like, I watched her.
Yeah, not to. I don't want to get, like, too against people's kids. You know, I love your niece. She's adorable. But I
think that's the only thing she's got going for.
Yeah, and, you know, I like, you know, obviously I like Sai too, but I hate it when parents are all, like, defensive of their kids. It's like, never do anything wrong.
It's like, your kid is a child. Of course it's going to fuck shit
right.
up.
Right. It's like, it's totally acceptable for the fact that Riley took your laptop and put it on the floor and stepped on it. That's a total normal 3-year-old thing to do.
Because she doesn't know any better.
She doesn't know any better. But don't sit there and be, like, defending her, like... oh, well, she didn't do that. She'd never do anything like that. Yeah, she would. She's 3. That's what 3-year-olds do.
That's what 3-year-olds do.
You're not asking her to pay for it or anything.
I was just frustrated that it happened.
Be frustrated and, you know, say, you know, reprimand her a little bit. Don't, like, you know, slap her or anything, but make sure she knows
not to step
can't
on someone's
step
laptop.
On electronics. You can't take an iPad and throw it down. I don't know if she's done that, but.
Oh, she's done that.
And it's not just Sai. I mean, I see it all the time. I see it with, you know, parents of kids who are like 14 years old.
Yeah.
It's like. Tell your kid that they can't do that.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and defend them when they did something stupid.
Right. Like, exactly.
I know, you know, I did some stupid things. And nothing like too stupid, but my mom would yell at me when I did stupid things. And I was upset, but I did stupid things.
That was the thing that frustrated me the most, is that she would throw my iPad or drop my laptop or something like that, and he wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And neither would the mom. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm still friends with the mom, even though Sai's really not. They argue
yeah,
a lot
way,
still.
Yeah, I can understand under the circumstances.
Yeah,
it's,
but,
it
like,
happens.
Neither of them would say anything. I'm like, are you going to do anything?
Yeah. Or it's like, and then, like, you say something, so, well, don't yell at her for doing that. Well, somebody's got to.
Don't drop my $2,000 laptop.
Right. And, you know, it's the same thing. Like I said, I see it with people of kids much older. It's just...
disregard.
I totally understand you loving your kid. That's fine. And if somebody else yells at your kid, you can totally yell at that person. But...
if it's justified and you're not doing your job.
Exactly. You should say something. Even if you say it at home, because, you know, that's how you should raise your kids, to respect other people's stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, I see it all the time. Like, I mean, I could go down a list of like 50 people I know that I've seen do it. And it's like, I don't know. Like, shit, yell at your kids sometimes.
What frustrates me, though, is that.
And you see it. Sorry to interrupt. Okay. I have this tangent.
Go ahead.
It. But I even see it all the time in like just the whole world in general. You see it with like schools. You know, back in the day, it was always the kid's fault.
Yeah.
You didn't do your work. And, you know, I don't know if it was even that way when I was in middle school, but, like, for my mom in particular, my mom never... there was one teacher I had that she blamed the teacher for. And that was in fifth grade. Her name was Miss DeNoble.
Because she was not noble.
I guess she was not. And, you know, and it was fifth grade, and she was, like, high school strict with fifth graders. And you can imagine that.
Yeah, you can't
well.
Do that.
But other than that, my mom was constantly on my ass about things.
Yeah.
Never the teacher's fault. But now it's like all the time I see it and it's like, oh, well, it's the teacher's fault. Well, evidently not, because every other kid in that class is doing fine. And like I see it all the time with parents at the gym or, you know,
yeah,
friends of parents. And it's like, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are shitty teachers. But if your kid's not doing their homework, they're just not doing their homework.
Well, I mean, and I see it a lot, like, in my school especially, like, we had bad teachers. Like, they were horrible. Like, the entire class would fail because no one understood the curriculum.
And
the
if the entire class fails, then clearly there's a sign of the teacher. But I can't tell you how many times I've seen kids, like, the rest of the class is doing fine.
Jerry, there's like, there's a 30% pass rate in my geometry class.
That's a problem. But if there's like a 80% pass rate,
yeah,
then you're doing something wrong. You're not trying. And say something. Like, shit, I, for most of middle school, I didn't have a TV or a phone.
Right.
Because my grades were bad because I didn't do my homework. I mean, I still don't do my homework, but now I've managed to bring my grades up because I'm really good at tests. But
exactly.
It was the principal. And I get it, you know, and it made me try harder.
That's how I passed high school. Just tests. I'm good at tests.
I'm really good at tests. I'm good at homework, too. I just don't fucking do work.
It. It's busy work.
Yeah, well, most of the time it was.
You don't get homework in a fucking regular 9-to-5 job.
Right, exactly, damn it. I work 9-to-5, and that's all I do. So.
Exactly. So fuck
we've
homework.
Been going long in this podcast.
We have.
We still are struggling to get through this topic list, which
we
is
are.
A good thing, actually. It's a good struggle. Do you have to go, or are you good on time?
If we're going to stop and get lunch, then we should probably wrap up soon.
Okay, well, I've got two more things that we're going to mention in terms of news, and then we can wrap up nice.
All right, let's do it.
Xbox, finally, after years of people bitching about this, has removed the gold requirement for Netflix and Hulu.
Okay, cool.
Which is huge, because it was always like, I'm paying $70.99 or...
I was about to say, what the fuck was that?
That was my phone. That was weird. The lid was only partially on. We'll have to clean that up in a minute.
Okay.
I just spilled my Mountain Dew on the floor. Yeah, let's hurry this up before that soaks into the carpet. Anyway, people have been bitching forever that, you know, I'm already paying $7.99 a month or whatever for Netflix. Why do I also have to pay for Xbox Live to watch Xbox Live, or I'm sorry, watch Netflix on my Xbox, and I can just watch it on my iPad or my PC for free?
Right.
So that's awesome. Xbox is finally listening to that. I don't know if they've actually removed it yet or they're going to remove
it. Now, if you have gold, you still have to pay for Netflix.
Correct. Yeah, okay. You don't get it as that. But you say you don't have gold, you can now watch Netflix without paying for gold.
Okay.
Which is how it should be. I mean, it's silly otherwise. And I'm going to buy gold either which way. But for the
just because we generally need it for the shit we do.
Right. But, I mean, people who want to use it really as a media device, like they're trying to sell it as,
yeah.
And who aren't really into games, why are they going to buy Xbox Live Gold?
Right.
And there are benefits, but $70 a month or $70 a year or however much it is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
So, did it. Good on you, Microsoft. Thanks for finally listening about something. I feel they're slowly getting better. They hired that new somebody, and they seem to be doing better since then. But they still got a long way to go. And then the other thing, which is, I didn't really realize it at the time, but is kind of similar to that, is that Sony reversed their bad Drive Club upgrade plan.
What?
I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. Oh, okay. You could buy a demo of Drive Club. Oh, I'm sorry. You could get a free demo of Drive Club.
Okay.
And then I'm going to open it.
What is Drive Club?
It's their racing game, okay. Which is like it's, you know, their signature racing game. It looked really fucking good and awesome. And I'm going to read real quick to make sure I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, basically you got a demo of the game for free, and then you could upgrade for $50, which was $10 cheaper than buying it from retail, which would be
right.
$60. So that was awesome. But if you canceled your PlayStation Plus subscription, you lost the game.
Oh, that's shitty.
Right. So it was like, well, yeah, I saved $10, but if I ever decide not to play for PlayStation Plus... Now I just lost the game in its entirety.
Yeah.
Unless I buy PlayStation Plus again. But good news.
They fixed it?
They fixed it.
Good.
So good on Sony for fixing that too.
So Sony and Microsoft both stepping their shit up.
Which is good. I mean, and this is something we kind of talked about this about the gym a little while ago, and you kind of disagreed with me, but it is very important to consider your customers' thoughts in your decisions being made.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the ones paying your money. If they're not happy because you decide you want to do it a different way, we saw it with the Xbox One. Xbox had this idea of how they wanted to do stuff.
And we didn't like that.
Nobody liked
it. Nobody did.
And nobody was going to buy it. But then they came to their senses and they listened and they changed it. And that's important. You have to satisfy your customers.
In that particular market, then yes. But when it comes to winning in a competitive sport.
Right. And there's different parts to talk about. Like the merchandise you buy.
Yeah.
That should be more parent thought.
Yes. That I mean.
But now the way you run practice... Being the coach, that's all up to you.
That's how I was thinking what you were saying parents coming up, your coach is being too hard on my kid.
Your coaching is different because that's what they're paying for, the coaching to make them win. That's all what you decide to do. But in terms of we want this brand of shoe, within reason. But if this is kind of a bad example, but say the parents had a legitimate reason to want these shoes, like they were cheaper, but they were still very high quality cheer shoes. That's a legitimate reason. You know, they don't want to spend the money. This is a really bad example.
Yeah, that's a horrible example.
But something like that. You know, like if it doesn't actually... Shoes are really a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe like practice uniforms or something.
Because I was the one who decided on the shoes for this year.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, I incorporated that in. But, you know, you subsidize the cost of like uniforms or something. And they don't... What uniform you practice in, doesn't really affect your quality of...
Right, but you want the kids to be uniform. It's kind of like going to a private school.
No, that's fine. Uniform's fine, but if the parents don't want to buy the $200 pretty uniform as opposed to the $75 kind of okay uniform, you know, they're going to go somewhere else because they don't want to spend $200 on a practice uniform. And again, this is like a really shitty example. I'm just trying to come up with examples without being too specific.
Well, because, I mean, I've worked for another gym and I've cheered at another gym and this, that, and the other thing. And it's always been the same way. You have to have what the gym gives you. There's really not any other option. But there's always the collaboration in the beginning to decide
that's what you need. You need that collaboration because if the gym decides, well, we're going to get, you know, all rhinestoned shirts and they're going to cost $75 a piece, you know what? I don't want that practice anymore. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Right. And
and that's why that getting the parent opinion or your customer's opinion is important.
But the thing is you can't accommodate every single parent.
No, you can't. So but you need to take their thoughts into consideration.
What the thing that I suggested was is that have the team mom do it. The team mom should have the other parents' thoughts in their consideration.
Right, and then bring them together and say, exactly. I felt most of the people wanted to do this. And you don't have to do that, but you need to consider it.
Yeah, it's you need important... to let... They need to know that their thoughts are being heard.
Exactly. And if you just say, well, I don't want to give them that power, then you know what? They're going to say, you know what? Nobody here is listening. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's how it is. And that's true. You know, we're talking about cheerleading because we're in cheerleading, but that's true with any business model.
Yep.
I mean...
Well, any kind of thing where money is changing hands for a product.
Right. And, you know, cheerleading in a way is a product. It's...
Well, they're buying the products.
Right.
The service that they get, because cheerleading is a multifaceted thing. There's the product and then the service.
This is true.
They're paying for both.
Right.
But they really have no right to complain about the service because it's
right, because the service is what they're paying for because they don't know how to do the service.
Right. Like, for example, working on cars is the same way. You can't tell a mechanic how to do his job because you don't know how to do it.
Right, which is why you're going to the mechanic. Because if you knew how to do your job, you would just be doing it yourself. No, but again, like...
Which is funny, because I went to the dealership I used to work at yesterday to have my car worked on, and I ended up working on my car.
That's funny. Okay, but we're actually now, like, running super long, and I was not expecting this podcast to run long in any which way, but we're now at 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Holy shit.
I know, like, this has been solid.
Oh, shit.
So let's hurry up and wrap up, and I'm going to clean up this spilt Mountain Dew.
All right.
Any closing thoughts?
Love operations, you guys.
Operations this Saturday, 9 a.m. till 9 a.m. of Sunday. We'll be... live for 24 hours. Donate. We now have an operation supply drop page, but
yes, we do.
I don't remember what it is.
We'll post it.
Frosted Gaming page, and it's there.
And then we'll post it in the link dump.
Yeah, and you can actually donate straight through that button.
Cool.
You can donate now. You don't have to wait till Saturday, but
you know. But we'd prefer that you did, so you just get to hang out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we prefer you donate whenever's convenient for you, and you come and hang out with us on Saturday, whether or not
either
you donate,
which way, yeah.
Even if you don't donate, you know. Come and hang out and share it on Facebook or something and be awesome.
Yeah. Are we going to have like a chat box that our viewers can talk to us on?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Yes.
If not, it's going to be on YouTube. So leave a comment.
Yeah, or just on Facebook or something. You'll figure it out.
Yep.
I'm not too worried. We'll set up like an IRC or something. Okay.
All right.
And podcast.
Podcast. Later.
Number 20. Thanks for listening.
And it's Ben and Joey.